asks in a smooth, sophisticated voice, "Could you make an armored car?" That's the latest question from this 30-something guy in tailored slacks and a crisp white button-down. Wire-rimmed glasses slide to the bridge of his nose as he gestures to an emerald-green, fully customized sports car that holds center stage. "Armored cars are in my arsenal," I say, since I've made a few beasts designed to outlast a zombie apocalypse courtesy of some survivalist clients. He arches an eyebrow. "Could you add in some sleek tail fins?" Ah, tail fins. I have a hunch where he's going now, and it's not to the land of the undead. I can do that, too. And maybe it can even ride low and respond to commands. I stifle a laugh since I have his number for sure now, and I fucking love the enthusiasm of the newbies. Absolutely. I assume you'd want it in black. His blue eyes light up. Yes, black would be perfect. For the Batmobile. Because that's what the dude just described. I'm not knocking him or the Batmobile. That vehicle is absolutely at the top of my bucket list, too. What self-respecting gearhead wouldn't want to tool around in a superhero's tricked-out ride? This guy's nowhere near done, though, as he peppers me with a new set of questions. Would you be able to make a car that, just for the sake of argument, can jump incredibly far distances? I don't need precognition to know where he's going with this new scenario. Would you want it to play a little song when you hit the horn? His eyes twinkle. Oh, that's a nice feature indeed. I wonder where I came up with that idea. Could it be my vast knowledge of the General Lee from the Dukes of Hazzard? The guy is rolling through the greatest hits of cars on TV or film, and you know what? There's not a damn thing wrong with that. If he learns about cars from the tube or the screen, so be it. Maybe he'll ask me to make a VW bug that talks. My sister has begged for that for years, and if I ever figure out how, I'm delivering it to her first. What about wings for doors? He asks. Like a DeLorean? He nods in excitement. I love that car so much. I haven't met a DeLorean I didn't want to marry either. That's the reason I got into this business in the first place. Are you a Back to the Future fan too? I hold up a fist for knocking. You know it. Any chance you could put a flux capacitor in it for me? Absolutely, and I promise it'll hit 1.21 gigawatts when you crank the gas, I say, and as we laugh, the click-clack of many pairs of high heels against asphalt surrounds us. This show is swarming with women in heels, working the booths, posing seductively on hoods or beside doors. Can't say that bothers me. Nope, I definitely can't say I'm annoyed by the proliferation of female flesh one bit. Cars and chicks. That's all I need for sustenance. But now's not the time for checking out the scenery because business always comes first. I extend a hand to the Back to the Future fan. Max Summers of Summers Custom Autos. He shakes with me. David Winters, and I know this may shock you, but confession, I know nothing about cars. Nothing wrong with that, since I know a ton. He smiles and shrugs sheepishly. Excellent. I'm looking for a builder who can make the best, like this one, I presume? He asks, pointing to the sleek green beauty I'm keeping watch over at the show. I'm here with a client. I customized this baby for Wagner Boost, an NFL lineman who's off signing autographs somewhere nearby. Wagner is a mammoth man. At 6'8" and 350 pounds, that's his morning weight since he jokes that he shoots up to 360 after breakfast, he needed a car tailored to fit his frame. I made it for him, and he likes to show it off. Let me tell you something, I say, patting the hood of Wagner's prized possession. If you can dream it, I can damn near make it. If you want aftermarket tires, a new engine, or custom upholstery, I'll take care of it. If you want to marry parts from a roadster you've seen in a gangster flick with a futuristic prototype, I'll find a way. I'll deliver on your vision because that's what I do. The tap-tap of stiletto heels sounds closer now, like someone is approaching as David fires off another question. Can you, a woman's voice interrupts, can you paint a badass tiger on the door? No fucking way. That voice, that sexy purr, like honey, like whiskey, like dirty dreams. Everything in me goes still. I haven't heard that voice in years. I don't even have to turn around because one more click, the